Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Good morning. Clouds and their unique properties are our adventure in creation today. Proverbs 25:14 says, like clouds and wind without rain is a man who boasts of gifts and does not give. I love to look at clouds on days when they are big and white. I see shapes in them like sheep and whales, dinosaurs, and other amazing things. Clouds are water droplets or ice crystals that hang in the sky, our atmosphere. These droplets are very tiny, not like a raindrop that plops when it hits the earth. They float in the air. Air contains H2O, but near the ground. Clouds are collections of these water droplets that are in the air and form clouds. As these tiny water evaporates, life, they are lifted up into the air. They connect together to form clouds. Wind, air streams, temperature, all affect the type of clouds we will see. Avery County is noted for its rain cycles. The cycle helps purify the land and keep it clean. The sun will dry out the clouds or the collection of water droplets from the earth and will create and fall as rain or snow depending on the temperature. Have you noticed on a sunny day that as a cloud passes between us and the sun, the air becomes cooler? The sun is very important in the water cycle. That is also involved with cloud formation as a source of heat to aid in evaporation. And that is the water cycle. Thank you, Jesus, for your clouds. They are beautiful, powerful, and fun to observe. They give us shade, rain, sleet, and snow, and air currents, winds, that take them where you would have them go. Thank you for the rain, the snow, sunny days, cloudy days. They are at your will, O Lord, and have an important place in our daily lives. We thank you for this mighty part of creation that affects us all daily. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.